Welcome to Pluto Radio News. Limited signal on Mercury. The news is our. Now that enlightened Republican voters of South Carolina have decided that Newt Gingrich is the least damaged individual of the four clowns up for the party's nomination, all eyes are now on Florida. However, the candidates have been set an unexpected challenge. The Sunshine State is home to Disneyland and, by implication, Mickey Mouse. This child-friendly rodent has said, there's only one Mickey Mouse in Florida, and the four Republican Party contenders are not welcome. Newt Gingrich has decided he is against peace in the Middle East, wants North Korea to have nuclear arms, and is repugnant to any individual who advances democracy and human rights, and who promotes economic and social development. Each of the foregoing was put forward and brought to fruition by Jimmy Carter, who was the subject of a venomous and intemperate attack by Speaker Gingrich. His audience cheered when Gingrich attacked Carter because most of them read only picture books and think that overseas is something a four man does. However, Speaker Gingrich showed a more visionary side when he complimented each of his Republican rivals. All were convinced he did this because he meant it, and not because he wanted their votes if they dropped out of this circus. To top it all, Speaker Gingrich said he would take down the Washington establishment, forgetting to say that he is the Washington establishment. Speaker Gingrich complimented Mitt Romney on being a successful businessman, but bitterly complained that Romney had more money than he did in an effort to get more funds. God bless America. God help Florida.